the idea behind the network being to bring fishermen together to develop, test, and share ideas for innovations in stewardship. And we started with a bycatch network where fishermen have been providing us their bycatch rate information for rockfish bycatch rate information when they're targeting halibut and sablefish. And we're mapping that information to show, so fishermen can see in a GIS format where consistently in both the surveys and in the commercial fisheries there's rockfish bycatch rates that exceed the directed fishing allowances or what we're longliners are allowed to keep when they're targeting those species. We also have some members of the network who are running a Noble Tech bathymetric mapping program. They're mapping the bottom habitat. We're overlaying the bycatch rate information with that mapped habitat so fishermen can see within the areas that they've set or sets are being made what the habitat looks like and what the benthic structures are that might be concentrating rockfish.
What's the importance of this information?
Well, we're trying to help fishermen fish as efficiently as possible. So catch their target species as quickly as they can with minimum bycatch and minimum impact on habitat that they don't want to get involved in either. And that's one part of the network as we're working it so far. We're trying to bring more fishermen in because the more people we have working on this, the better the fleet as a whole gets at controlling rockfish bycatch rates. And right now, our bycatch is staying well below catch levels, allowed catch levels for the different rockfish species. But that could change if halibut stocks and black cod stocks go back up. Or if rockfish stocks fall, and overfishing rockfish has serious implications for the resource because they're very long-lived, slow-growing species and also can trigger closures of target fisheries.
Well, another key part of the network has been the whale longline interaction. I know we've spoken in the past about this. Go ahead and talk a bit about what that is.
The whale interaction research is something we started working with University of Alaska and the Scripps Oceanographic Institute some years ago. There's very little information on the sperm whale populations that come up off of Alaska in the spring and summers. We were helping these researchers gather genetic information. We were trying to understand the whale behavior around fishing boats to identify the whales, figure out what part of the population they were. It turns out they're mostly young males. And most importantly to the longline fleet is to develop a way to deter the whales from taking black cod off of longlines. It affects catch rates. It affects the catch rates in the surveys, and it places the whales at some risk if they're around longline gear. So we've been working to develop a metric to quantify the amount of black cod that's taken by whales during the survey, and also on a little bit longer time frame to develop a metric for how much it's taking in the commercial fishery, just because that's a harder one to come up with, and to come up with deterrence. And we'll be testing some deterrence this summer. We involve the fleet in that. When people are out longline fishing, we have gear they run to see and observers on board to record underwater the whale behavior, to watch above the water what the whales are doing, and see how these deterrents work to keep whales away from the gear.
So even if people aren't involved in this now, they could get involved by going to this meeting and learning more about it.
Yes, and we're looking to broaden the network to include as many fishermen as possible. Right now we're only doing the bycatch mapping and benthic mapping here in the southeast area, but yeah, we'd like to include as many fishermen as we can. We're looking to grow the network and working with Petersburg Vessel Owners and Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance to do that. And then to grow also our community supported fisheries program that helps to fund the research work and the whole fishery conservation network concept.